Today is the first day of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. In Iraq and around the world, most Muslims celebrate this holy month through fasting and prayer. But Islamist militants in Iraq last year apparently saw Ramadan as a time to move against foreign forces. Attacks on U.S. troops doubled in the first 2 weeks of the month. This year, Ramadan presents U.S. commanders with a dilemma. They want to be ready for new attacks, but also show sensitivity to religious tradition. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
With some notable historical exceptions, Muslims engaged in what they regard as holy wars have generally taken a break from military operations during the month of Ramadan. But analysts of political Islam say this tradition is not honored by the newest generation of militants. Idi Dawisha of Miami University says some radical Islamists even cite verses from the Quran to justify violent actions during Ramadan.
To people like that, who are moved basically by their faith, you can understand that it is in a month where faith is paramount that they basically do their work. In other words, when you think of an Islamist who is bent on martyrdom for the faith by killing infidels, well, what better month to, in fact, do that than the month of Ramadan, the epitome of all months when it comes to faith?
In the so-called Sunni Triangle west of Baghdad, some mosques actually function as command and control centers for the local insurgency, according to U.S. intelligence officials, and militant activity has reportedly increased in this lead-up to Ramadan. This week, U.S. and Iraqi forces carried out raids on seven mosques in Ramadi, the provincial capital. A senior defense official tells NPR the raids were timed to knock the Sunni insurgency off balance in advance of the Ramadan holidays. Bruce Hoffman of the RAND Corporation says U.S. commanders want to do all they can these days to secure Iraq for the elections scheduled there in January.
Unfortunately, in these instances, when there's intelligence information that weapons is stored in mosques, there is no alternative but to seize those weapons caches if you're going to have, hopefully, a positive effect over the larger issue.
But Hoffman says military operations around the Ramadan period are especially risky because the actions could inflame Iraqi Muslims at a time when they're likely to be feeling especially religious. Rohan Gunaratna is an expert on the Al-Qaeda network at the Institute for Defense and Strategic Studies in Singapore.
During Ramadan, we have seen that some terrorist organizations will exploit that period to motivate Muslims to go and do operations. That is why it is important for Muslim leaders to constantly appeal to the Muslim public not to participate in terrorism and violent activity during this period.
U.S. commanders also recognize the need to develop their own political message. Bruce Hoffman, who was a counterinsurgency advisor to the Coalition Provisional Authority in Baghdad, says commanders need to be ready to explain any military actions they carry out during the Ramadan period.
What this entails is a very aggressive information operation, strategic communication strategy, as well as an actual on-the-ground operational one.
A strategic communication strategy is military speak for a campaign to win Iraqi hearts and minds. Hoffman says the goal should be to convince Iraqis that military operations now by U.S., allied, and Iraqi forces will ensure that elections can take place in an atmosphere of security. Surveys taken over the past few months suggest many Iraqis are skeptical. A poll this summer found a majority saying they'd feel safer without U.S. and other foreign troops on their territory. Peter Khalil, who directed national security policy for the Coalition Provisional Authority, says he's not surprised the Hearts and Minds campaign has not achieved more results so far.
Strategic communications was one of the worst efforts that were made by the CPA. People tried hard, but they just got it wrong. They didn't hit the mark on a lot of the messages. They couldn't get the message out sometime, you know, get that positive message out. I would rate it as a disaster in many senses.
U.S. officials involved in Iraq planning don't deny there have been problems with the communications effort, and they insist improvements are being made. But time is short. With elections just 3 months away, how U.S. commanders handle this Ramadan period will be critical. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.